This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
This is Money in Motion with Class Financial right here on 1310 WIBA. Joined this morning by our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Phone lines are open for you this morning on Money in Motion. If you've got a question for CJ and Malia, we would love to get you on the air. Our telephone number here at the station, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. The website for Kloss Financial, it is klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can learn all about Kloss Financial on their website. There are three separate divisions, how they can help you, or if you're a business owner or leader, options there for you as well. Also, while you're there, sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a fantastic weekly email that you receive in your inbox with a snapshot of what's been happening in the markets and a link to the most recent podcast. Again, just head on over to klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. As mentioned, joining us this morning, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Guys, how are we doing this great day?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great. How have you been?
I'm doing well. Great to talk with you, CJ and Malia. How have you been?
Very good. We are already 2 weeks into September. This year is getting more and more exciting by the week.
It is fun seeing the seasons change and, of course, just thinking about all the great things to come. And as we're talking this week, an important conversation ahead. Obviously, we talk a lot about retirement and retirement investments. A couple of words that I think for a lot of people kind of send shivers down their spine, but are very important. I almost feel like the word should have some dollar signs in the middle of it somewhere, which is long-term care. And we're going to talk about what you need to know and the effect it could potentially have on your assets. Speaking of fun things and great things and really cool opportunities, who doesn't love the Cheesecake Factory? I don't think I've never heard of that person.
Don't order cheesecake, though, because there's probably not enough choices there.
Just a couple to choose from there. Chance to win, as a matter of fact, a gift card to the Cheesecake Factory from our friends at Kloss Financial, $25 gift card with the Kloss Quiz Question League. We'll do that a little bit later on in the program, tell you how you can win that then as well. I'll give you a tip, though. Typically, when we do the Kloss Quiz Question League, both the question and answer come up during the program, so you get a little leg up on the competition for paying close attention. And before we start talking about long-term care, let's take a look back at last week's program and the Kloss Quiz Question Week there. Get both the question and the answer as well.
Yeah, so last week we had a nice conversation about the difference between Roth IRAs and Roth 401ks and the idea of you putting money into those and how that could benefit you. But the question of the week was, true or false, required minimum distributions are required from Roth IRAs. So for those of you who listened carefully, the correct answer was false. And Lewis from Madison correctly answered that, so congratulations to him. However, you probably, if you listened to the program, you did hear that if you still have money in a Roth 401k, that does require required minimum distributions for some unknown reason. So make sure you get those transferred over to a Roth IRA. So thanks for listening.
And if you missed any part of last week's program or you missed any part of today's show, you could always listen back. KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And again, another chance to win a great prize again this week with the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. As mentioned, of course, aside from you guys help people a ton with their retirement investments, I know you guys also work in the capacity as financial planners and help folks explore areas like long-term care and how those costs could potentially affect their assets. It's an important conversation, isn't it?
It is an important conversation. I'm sure some of you are thinking, what a boring concept here of talking about, you know, long-term care insurance. And others of you are really perking up at this point because you've either had a family member who has gone through this or you've seen a family member run out of money and end up in a Medicaid facility. And so for those who are interested, you know, pay close attention. We're going to not only kind of frame up the topic itself and where it fits into this overall retirement planning discussion, but as we move forward, Malia will also be digging kind of down into the weeds around how these policies work and interact with spend down and all kinds of fun stuff. So as you mentioned, Sean, a large part of our job is to help people kind of build retirement plans and help them invest wisely for the future. But as you can imagine, as part of that, there are areas of consultation that we have to discuss that we don't necessarily sell directly to you, but we have to provide guidance. So one of those examples, well, actually, I'll give you a few. Estate planning. We're not lawyers. We're not going to create your wills, trusts, powers of attorney, but you need them. If you need a mortgage or a banker, we're not a banker. We're not going to do that, but we would consult with you on that. Insurance agent. You need life insurance, long-term care insurance. We're not going to sell that to you, but So on and so forth. I think you all get the point. There are many areas that we build plans around where we're not the ones directly implementing, at which point we have this group of what are called CLOS trusted partners that we refer out to. So with that kind of framing out there, we need to understand, you know, where long-term care fits into the overall retirement planning discussion. And in reality, if there is kind of a single overlooked or unsolved area of retirement planning, it would really be this issue of how do I solve for the unknown future cost of in-home nursing care or long-term care facility at a nursing home? And so, you know, what do I do about this? And so when people hear these words, long-term care, everyone has kind of their own mindset regarding its purpose and relevance in their plans. But there's definitely some misconceptions about who will pay for what. And we're going to dig into that a little bit today.
It's going to be a fantastic conversation. If you've got a question as well, don't forget, you can always get on the air, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Mr. CJ, take it away, my friend.
Yeah, so one thing we hear a lot when it comes to long-term care is people will say, oh, yeah, I don't have to worry about that. Medicare or Medicaid, they'll pay for that. And we go, nah, that's not accurate. That's not right. So let's dig into that a little bit. Medicare helps to pay for your recovery in a skilled nursing care facility after a three-day hospital stay, and they will cover the total cost of skilled nursing care for only the first 20 days. After that 20 days, they will have a like co-insurance provision per day with you that could be up to $194.50 per day that you could be covering. And by the way, that's in 2022. That can change year over year. So there's a co-insurance provision. However, Medicaid will only cover these costs for a maximum of 100 days. So again, think of it as they cover everything for this first 20. There's a co-insurance or kind of like a co-coverage for the next 80 days. But after 100 days, if you're left in a nursing home or a skilled nursing facility of any kind, Medicare stops paying. That's a big deal. If anybody has ever had a family member in one of these facilities, we're talking hundreds of dollars per day potentially. So next would be if you're thinking Medicaid will pay for it, because that's another, a lot of people don't understand the difference between Medicare and Medicaid. But Medicaid, it's also unlikely that you would qualify for assistance in Medicaid since Medicaid is means tested. Your assets have to be depleted to a really low level before the government will step in and help to pay for long-term care bills. So you'll often hear in the long-term care discussion this concept of a Medicaid spend down. As a matter of fact, when people get long-term care insurance, they're often trying to avoid the Medicaid spend down. And what that is you have to spend down your estate personally before the government, aka taxpayers, will flip the bill for you. Which this makes sense, doesn't it? We wouldn't want to come to find out that millionaires just give away all their money and then taxpayers are paying for them to be in a nursing home, right? So the idea is if you have assets, you need to use your money first before taxpayers are going to flip the bill for you to be in a really expensive nursing home facility. There's also other means tests that go in that around income qualifications. There's spend down requirements relative to a household versus a single person. A lot of down in the weeds numbers that I'm not going to, you know, dig into right now. But long story short, what I want you all to hear is, yeah, if you're thinking Medicare is going to cover your long-term care or long-term care skilled nursing home care, probably not going to happen. Or if you're thinking Medicaid will kick in, our comment would be that might happen, but that basically means you're living below the poverty line.
Really important stuff this week to consider. And I think as you talk about a lot of the misconceptions folks have, it's really important to get to the bottom of this stuff, have these discussions, have these conversations. Don't forget, if you have questions, we'd love to get you on the air this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Telephone number to get on the air here at 1310 WIBA, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. To schedule an appointment at Kloss Financial, one that's going to be complimentary and free to you, all you got to do is give them a call, 608-442-442. 608-442-5637. Again, the telephone number 608-442-5637. Online, klassfinancial.com. That's Klass, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Everything seems to be costing a bit more these days. How expensive have long-term care costs gotten? We'll find out from Leah. We will find that out next and take your call as Money in Motion with Klass Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klass Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Phone number 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Love to get you on the air this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Klass Financial, CJ Klass and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget to learn more about Klass Financial all on their website, klassfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Klass Financial. It is complimentary to you. It's not going to cost you a thing. Again, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Talking this week about long-term care, and let's talk dollars and cents. How expensive have long-term care costs risen? And on the other side of things, how expensive are policies to help with these costs currently?
Yeah, so there are two sides of this. So first of all, we're just going to talk about how much a private room in a nursing home costs, and then we're going to talk about a long-term care policy that could help mitigate some of those expenses. So we go back to Genworth. They do a cost of care study every year. So we're looking at 2021 figures. So we're looking at nationwide average monthly costs for long-term care. And that can range from $7,700 for a semi-private room to $8,800 to a private room. So in Wisconsin, the average price is around $9,000 per month for a semi-private and $9,700 for a private room. And so, you know, we're going to talk about specifically how long you might need those services here in just a few minutes. But the problem with all of this is when we start talking about averages and so forth, is we all know that no one's average. And so when we listen to those stats, we go, maybe I don't really need long-term care because I won't need it as long as you know, it could last. And I will just tell you, in our own office, a small subset of people, of, you know, 20 plus people, we all unfortunately have situations of family members that needed it longer than the averages. So when you listen to these numbers, you never know where you're going to fall. And that's why it is important to at least have these conversations now, because it can get very expensive. So obviously, when we talk about the policies to help take care of some of these expenses, as you go to apply for them, the cost is dictated by your age, obviously, your health and the carrier and the type of policy. So if we look at traditional long-term care policies, and this is according to the American Association for Long-Term Care, they looked at the price index in 2022, actually. The average premium for a couple age 55 today is just over $5,000 combined. But obviously, many people wait till they're in their 60s to get policies, and their health perhaps has changed, other health considerations. Some people actually have improved health, so maybe that's a better time. But generally, we can't stop aging, and that's when we're going to start seeing you're getting closer to potentially needing some long-term care as we hit our late 70s, early 80s, and obviously, the premiums are going to be much higher. So we like to differentiate between the different types of policies out there. So as we talk about traditional long-term care, these are the ones that perhaps your parents have, maybe even you've picked up, and the term use it or lose it comes into place, meaning that if you never use it, the premium that you've spent on it is gone forever. And I'll be quite honest, these policies can be much more difficult to qualify for, but they might be more reasonable to afford. I personally went through some underwriting for this last year and learned a lot of things have changed in this area, because we know a lot more about dementia, early onset dementia. And so if there's family members you have that that have had that, it might be a little more difficult to actually get underwritten for a traditional long-term care policy. So keep that in mind, because you know our minds change by the day. So we want to make sure we are able to secure that if that's what we're looking for. But the flip side is there are policies that more people are familiar with now, and they're actually what we consider a hybrid life long-term care policy. So the idea here is if you never need to use the care, the benefit associated with this will come back to you either in the form of a refundable premium or eventually a death benefit to your beneficiary or estate. And oftentimes, because it's got the life insurance component to it, they're much easier to qualify for, but they're also tend to be more expensive for the premium. So you really want to understand how these are differentiated before you just sign on the dotted line. Speak to a long-term care specialist to make sure you've evaluated all the risks for you and your family, and speak to your financial planner.
Important stuff as always. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Phone lines are open. If you've got a question, we'd love to hear from you this morning. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. A lot of times it's important to read these all the time. I should say all the time is read and understand exactly what it is you are signing up for when it comes to these policies. We'll get some of the details, some of the things to look for. We'll also take your call. In the meantime, if you haven't been to the website, KlossFinancial.com, what you doing? Get on over there. Check it out. Great website, KlossFinancial.com. That's KlossFinancial.com. We've got a phone line open for you as well right now. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Phone lines are open, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And Dave joins us. Dave, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
Yes, I have a question regarding Medicaid benefits. It's mm-hmm. my understanding that the state of Wisconsin will match your long-term care benefits through the Medicaid program somehow if you purchase a long-term care policy.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. First things first, Dave, thank you for calling in and mentioning this. We're not so deep into it that I know this program exactly, but I am familiar with what you're referencing. So I think the state of Wisconsin offers some sort of matching to try to encourage people to buy long-term care policies. But I know there's limitations on that. Right. I just don't know what those are. So unfortunately, you've kind of stumped me on one of them today. But what I would encourage anybody who's listening right now, this is why if you're thinking you're going to have a need for long-term care insurance, you need to talk to a specialist, to your attorney, just to understand how the state of Wisconsin might interact with that. Really? Malia, are you aware of anything else?
Yeah, there is some matching I'm aware of with, again, encouraging policies that people would receive. But again, as CJ said, a specialist, they really get down to the nitty gritty and about your specific situation. So I would definitely refer out to that.
Really good question, Dave. And thanks for calling. And I love hearing those type of questions of people that are, you know, they're paying close attention to the program. And of course, really paying attention to this stuff. It is great, great stuff. Don't forget, we do this each and every Thursday morning at 8 o'clock right here. 1310 WIBA, talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. So speaking of, if you're looking to get long-term insurance, doesn't only cover nursing facilities? And what about for folks to say, I'm not gonna need any care? What's the guidance?
Yeah. We all want to be on that list.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Well, and you know, what's great about bringing up this topic today is obviously we have listeners like Dave who are thinking about it for themselves, perhaps how it's going to affect them. But we also have a lot of clients whose parents are, took out policies years ago and they're not necessarily even using them yet. So we tell people, be proactive, pull out those old policies before perhaps your parents or even you may need them, so you remember exactly what it's going to cover. So when the time comes, you're not like, I think it's going to cover home health care. It's not going to. It's just good to have the information at your hands, your fingertips. So, so to be clear, most new long-term care insurance policies today, about 99% of them generally cover home health care, which is where we all want to be as long as we can be home. And then it also would cover hospice care, respite care, and then your traditional long-term care facilities and Alzheimer's care facilities. So in short, a long-term care policy allows you to seek the type of care you'll need without hopefully taking too much from your retirement portfolio. So, you know, I think what's important here to recognize too is, and we'll get into this about self-funding your own long-term care experience in a little while. But the point is that if you do choose to go that way, we've had a variety of clients do that recently, and they start needing that home health care. They don't have a long-term care policy, and they start getting 24-hour care, not necessarily because they really need it, but they start getting used to having help coming in and kind of being with them, especially a lot of times single women. And we will see them run up $20,000 a month just in home health care, someone being with them, cooking food, whatever. So when you pay for yourself, getting that round-the-clock care that you may or may not quite need can get really, really pricey, and we've seen that happen. So the next question, of course, is what if you don't think you need care and you're going to need care? And we all would like to be in that camp, most likely. But so obviously none of us can say without certainty that we're not going to need it. And when we look at the stats that I was referring to earlier, the Department of Health and Human Services, their stats show that the average 65-year-old today has a 70% chance of needing some kind of long-term care eventually. So 70% of all 65-year-olds. And then of those who need it, women generally need the care longer, about 3.7 years, and men about 2.2 years. But generally, 20% of everyone will require it for more than 5 years. So what does this mean? Why do men need less care than women? Well, the truth is women generally take care of their partners in their homes longer than the reverse. Not that my husband wouldn't want to take care of me, but the point is that the men oftentimes say, I need additional help. So if most of the coverage for the man in the home is being covered by the wife, once they go into a long-term care situation, into a facility, it's going to be a shorter period of time. And what's important to understand with all of this, and back to the pricing that we spoke of, is that high price for that private room that we spoke of, $7,000 to $9,000, that's most likely only going to be for a very short period of time. The average is 3 to 6 months that most people will need that high level of care. Again, it can be much longer, but we don't want to scare people with numbers either, because sometimes when you really need that 24-hour care, it is for just a short time towards the end of your life. And then finally, the question, am I too young to buy a policy? Of course, we're all too young to buy a policy, and we want to push that off as long as possible. And quite honestly, when we talk to our clients in their 50s, they're like, I'll do it later, I'll do it later. Unfortunately, we do see health conditions come up sooner than we all expect. So we like you to at least consider it in your 50s and 60s and decide if it's right or wrong for you. Just make sure that it makes sense with your portfolio, how much you're trying to protect. Also taking into consideration family members who may or may not want to help you or can't help you because they don't live in your region.
Great guidance and really important things to be aware of. Of course, we all tend to, things happen, things come up and affect our lives. And a lot of times it's unexpected. Preparation and having a plan in place while you're still able is definitely important. As we talk with CJ Kloss, Malia Cuevas. Right now you're probably thinking, hey, where's that Kloss Quiz Question of the Week? We will do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll talk cheesecake. We'll talk sandwiches. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
We'll be right back. This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, the website klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for the initial get to know you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. So as we're talking about long-term care, what if I do actually eventually need care? Could you just say, "Yeah, I got the family. We'll go. We'll just look to them, right?"
Sure. Yeah.
Or friends, CJ. Or friends.
I guess it depends on your family, doesn't it? Well, truth be told, if you actually look overseas at many European countries, South American countries, you'll notice that there's not these mega long-term care facilities, senior facilities that we have here in the States. And if I can be really blunt, this is the result of wealth, you guys. When wealth builds so large and people are busy with their lives and their jobs, when parents get sick, you just don't have time for it. And I don't mean to be crude here, but this is what often happens. And so in Europe, there's no facility to take them, or there's not as many facilities to take them. And so often they're living with their children, right? But let's be frank, when I say this critically of Americans, that like we're not as giving to our parents as Europeans, that's part of it. But also part of it is that's really challenging. Right? Imagine you're in your 50s or 60s and you've got children living at home. Maybe you have a grandchild you're caring for, and now mom and dad are living with you. So this is really, really, really challenging stuff. And when the care gets acute enough, you know, it doesn't matter how much you want to have mom and dad at home, you would have to have some sort of professional skilled nursing care. So here's some stats. 25% of caregivers today are considered sandwich generation, meaning they have kids and their parents with them at the same time. 34% of caregivers are 65 and older. So, you know, think of that. You're trying to retire and mom and dad come to live with you. And 65% of all the caregivers, are female. So back to kind of what Malia was talking about before, women tend to stay in facilities longer because the men have already died. And men tend to stay in facilities shorter because the women are caring for them longer at home. Now, that's a massive generalization. I'm not saying that's going to be true for each of our listeners. But if you go to a nursing home, go walk around one of the, you know, cafeterias and count up men versus women. I'd put money on it that just about every facility you visit will have markedly more women than men.
Let's talk too about then, CJ, about self-funding as we talk about kind of areas to cover this stuff. What about self-funding your own long-term costs?
Yeah, great question. So this can be done. We actually see a lot of people do it. 57.5% of individuals turning 65 between 2015 and 2019 will spend less than $25,000 on long-term care during their lifetime. However, 15.2% of that same age span will spend more than $250,000 on long-term care. Hmm. So it's kind of a roll of the dice. Right? If you're a statistics person, you say, well, I'm not worried about it because I've got a 60% likelihood of spending no more than $25,000. So I'm just going to, you know, take the risk. That's fine. But you just have to know that when people are turning over 65, most of them are going to need some form of long-term care. And about 15% of them will need more than $250,000. So what some high net worth individuals will do is they'll say, even if I need more than $250,000 or three or four or five, if I get Alzheimer's and I'm in a facility for a decade, which by the way, that rarely to never happens. But even in that, some high net worth individuals will say between my pension, Social Security, and my portfolio, I am quote unquote self-insured against the risk. And that's fair. I don't think just because you're self-insured, that means that long-term care insurance is a bad investment. It just means you're choosing to take the risk out of your own portfolio instead of pushing the risk off to an insurance company. So there's many of our clients, as an example, that basically take that route. They say, I'm comfortable with the risk being held by me and just knowing that I won't run out of money, but I may give less to my children and charities.
A lot of important factors to consider for sure this morning. Talking with CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. You can learn more about Klaus Financial on their fantastic website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone up for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary free to you. Again, the number 608-442-5637. You also want to hold on to that telephone number because now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. Just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to the Cheesecake Factory. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, what percentage of average 65-year-old persons living today will eventually need long-term care services? Is it 25% or 70%? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win the $25 gift card to the Cheesecake Factory. Don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. Again, the number 608-442-5637 and the website KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. CJ Malia, it is always great hanging out with you guys. You enjoy this beautiful day.
Thank you.
Thanks.
More Madison in the Morning is next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.